StarCast returns to the Chicago area this Labor Day weekend. Tickets for StarCast 6 are now on sale at StarCast.com. Join us at the Hyatt Regency Schaumburg starting Friday night, September 1st, for unique fan experiences with wrestling legends from yesterday and superstars from today. Follow StarCast events on Twitter for the latest updates about all things StarCast. Can't be in Chicago? Premier Streaming Network has you covered. Visit StarCastOnPremiere.com and get daily access or save with the weekend bundle. Get all past StarCast, the upcoming wrestling showcase event, as well as thousands of hours of content from your favorite promotions and stars, and 2 months of Premiere Plus for free. Order now at StarCastOnPremiere.com. StarCast 6 is brought to you in part by ProWrestlingCrate.com, monthly mystery crates for diehard wrestling fans. Plans start at $9.95 and are the perfect gift for any wrestling fan. Visit ProWrestlingCrate.com today.
In sports entertainment.
Hey, this is Kurt Angle, and welcome to the Kurt Angle Show. On the show today, we'll be discussing my run on Raw in 2005, leading up to my SummerSlam match with Eugene. But first, let me introduce to you my co-host, Paul Bromwell. How you doing today, Paul?
Hey, Kurt, I'm doing great. It's great to see you. You have been running around, running ragged all over the place, from Tennessee back to Pittsburgh. And doing a lot. So again, thank you so much for taking time to be here with us this week. We have a few things that we're going to touch on before we jump into this week's topic. As you said, we're going back to SummerSlam 2005. This is going to conclude our SummerSlam coverage. This is our third week in a row of doing SummerSlam.
3 weeks of SummerSlam.
Yeah, 03, 04, and now 05. Next week, we'll do some TNA. But as we've been doing here lately on the show, we've been doing a sports topic. And so this week, the big sports entertainment news, my God, it kind of broke and it's been a little crazy. The feel-good movie, The Blind Side, captured our hearts. Sandra Bullock won an Oscar for the film. And now Michael Orr, he's come out and said, I wasn't adopted. No, Kurt Angle wasn't my dad. No, I'm kidding. But it spiraled out of control this past week. And we aren't going to get into this entire story. That's not for us to talk about. But Kurt, being a past Olympic hero, winning many awards and accomplishments, so long we could spend the next hour talking about him. What do you think of those on social media that are now demanding that Sandra Bullock give back her Oscar?
She should give it back. And also, he should sue her for the money instead of his real mother.
Oh, my
no,
God.
No, I'm just kidding. Come on, man. It was a movie. She had a great performance. She deserved this Oscar. Whether the story's true or not, she's the one that performed the movie. She deserves the Oscar. Forget about all that crap on social media. Yeah,
it's another example of, man, this is what happens when you start apps and give people a voice. They come out of their, you know, assholes and armpits with all these opinions, and it's just out of control, dude. But yeah, they're like, give it back. She had nothing to do with what's going on there. She acted in a movie, was given a role. So congratulations, Sandra Bullock. But hell of a story this week. We'll see how it all plays out, Kurt. I'm sure there's two sides to it, just like with anything. So we'll find out more.
Maybe it's the blind side that we don't need. So.
Oh, you're full of yourself this week. I can tell this is going to be a fun one. Hey, I want to touch on one more thing before we get into SummerSlam. And we got to talk, before we get to 05, let's talk about 2023. Specifically, you got a response from the 57-year-old Paul Heyman saying that your take about making shit up right now is you looking for exposure through the next old timers day. And he was able to do that with a broken freaking fingernail. Kurt, I think you struck a nerve, my friend. Maybe there was an element of truth to what you said.
You know what? Whether it's true or not, I mean, at least Paul Heyman has some thick skin. I mean, he wasn't real serious about that. I don't think so. I think he was joking back. But, you know, what I said about that, whether I'm right or not, you know, put it this way. Most storylines that they do, they don't know the complete end to it anyway. They just keep going and going, and they keep adding to it, and then they take away, and then they add more to it. You just don't know when it's going to be done. And, you know, the Bloodline, this storyline has been incredible. It's been really entertaining. I'm not going to lie to you. But I think he is in the eighth inning, and he's wondering, what the hell do we do next?
Yeah.
But I'm excited to see what happens.
Hey, listen. Part of this being the Kurt Angle show is Kurt Angle can have his opinion. We don't need, it's not old time.
And I'm always right.
That's right. Listen, you spent a lot of your, you know, time in this career. You know the ins and outs. You know how these storylines work. You've worked with these people. So you have every right to share what you want. And yes, it is all in good fun and good natured. But, you know, yeah, third inning. Okay. We'll see what happens. And like you said, the frantic pace of which they're coming up with some of this stuff, I'm sure it's a lot different than how they're addressing it with the media. But we'll see, man. We'll see how this story takes twists and turns. It's been somewhat entertaining. Now people are starting to question it. But, you know, WWE seems to have always figured out a way to deliver in the end, right?
Yeah, they do. They do almost all the time. I wouldn't say all the time, but almost all.
There you go. There's Kirk coming back around. I love it. Well, listen, let's get into this. And that was a lot of fun. We're going to talk about your the end to your run, looking at SummerSlam matches. It's 05. It's an interesting time for you, dude. And we had watched the July 4th, 2005 Raw together. Remember we did that watch along and it was the whole Hogan and Michaels. That was an entertaining episode, brother.
It was entertaining, yeah.
Hogan and Michaels defeated you and Carlito in the main event. Michaels turns on Hogan after the match, and so that sets up the big match here for SummerSlam. Hogan versus Michaels. There's a huge build for it. But here's what you're doing, okay? This is where we're going to have a lot of fun this week. The Raw, the week after the Angle Challenge return, here's what the Observer had to say. Next up, was they brought back the Kurt Angle Challenge, the Angle Challenge, trying to take advantage of the national publicity for lying teacher Matt Stryker. This was a pretty good segment as Angle looked at him. He said his name was Matt Martell from New York. Angle said he knew who he was. He was the teacher who lied about being sick and went on tour of Japan. He said he wrestled him already in Philadelphia, and when he was on that show, he said he was from Philadelphia. So Angle busted him for lying all over the place. Angle also said his name isn't even Martell, it's Matt Stryker. The most entertaining thing about this was after establishing this guy as the teaching fraud, they tried to get him over as a face. Also, you could tell they expected a bigger reaction. Actually, when Angle paused, waiting for the reaction after he exposed him as the teacher who got caught, there was no reaction at all.
Oh, shit.
Angle gave him a ton as they were trying to put this guy over. It was just so weird for Jim Ross to try to sell him as the face. And when the heels argued about what he did and made far more sense, it was just ridiculous. I can't say Stryker looked good, but it was booked great and Stryker was good enough to not hurt it. He broke the ankle lock once. Right at the finish, he escaped the Angle slam and gave Angle a low blow with just seconds left. Angle put on the ankle lock anyway and got the tap in 2 minutes, 59 seconds of the 3-minute time limit, or Angle would have lost. So we got a lot to break down here, Kurt. First off, Matt Stryker getting national attention for losing his job to become a wrestler and go on that tour. What did you think of that?
Well, that's commitment, man. I mean, you know, to lose your job, your real life job, over your dream job. You know what? He's committed. I have to give him credit for that. You know, I don't know if he did the right thing. I know this, he's a talented kid. I've seen him around. I've seen him perform. He's actually pretty good. But I don't know if losing his job, if he was able to gain more in professional wrestling than he did in his old job, then he did the right thing. But if he's not doing so well now, he might not have done the right thing.
Hey, man, Yeah, it does. For those that were able to actually follow along, I'm kidding. No, but it's true. He went on and he's done some other things, right? He was in, you know, he did spend some time in Ring of Honor, but he's also done commentary for other wrestling promotions. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I feel like I've seen him on the Major League Baseball Network. So, you know,
really?
Yeah, the guy's got talent. So, you know, maybe I'm sure he's made way more money than he ever would teaching.
No, you're probably right. I just didn't know. I haven't followed his career, and I didn't know what he's done ever since that. But as long as he's been active and keeping busy having this career of pro wrestling and commentating, as long as he's staying busy, then he made the right choice.
Yeah, no, good for him. So listen, as we continue on with this, were you surprised to see them bring back the Angle Challenge?
Yeah, but you know what? I do believe that they didn't have anything for me at this particular time, which is highly ironic because they always had something for me. And I think that they saw Matt Stryker, who was going to be a guest on the show. Put it this way. I think they actually did the whole thing because of the national news about Matt Stryker.
Okay.
I think that's why they started Kurt Angle Challenge. At least that's what I heard. And so they wanted to do this story on TV, and they wanted to show Matt's commitment to pro wrestling and that he gave up his job by lying to, you know, the principal of the school and saying that he was going to go. He was sick or whatever. And he ended up going to Japan to wrestle. So, you know, it is what it is, you know.
Yeah, you're right. And listen, we move on with this because we've kind of beaten a dead horse into the Stryker deal here. But the next week from Philadelphia, it says Angle did a promo and said, not in quite these words, that last week's match with Stryker was all a work. He could have beaten him at any time. Uh-oh. But he teased the audience by making it look like the guy was going to last for 3 minutes just to beat him at the last second. That sounds like the Kurt Angle I know.
I meant to do that.
Of course. Stryker came back out as the hometown guy. Angle said he was a liar again because last week he's from New York, and now he says he's from Philly. Stryker claimed last week's worked match was not a work and that he took Angle to the limit and wanted a rematch. Angle said no way is he rewarding a pathological liar with another shot at his medals. Angle jumped him, and the match was on. The big spot was Stryker got Angle in a choke and held on to it forever. Finally, with a minute left, Angle broke the choke. Stryker was shaken up from a stiff kick, apparently. At least that was the reason he used later, because he didn't go up for the Angle Slam for the finish. So Angle had to try it a second time and do it himself, and then use the ankle lock at 2:34. So Stryker, Kurt, here, not going up for the Angle Slam. Did you think that his bell was really rung here at this point?
It was wrong, and it was rung pretty bad. I got him good. I didn't mean to, but I stiffed the shit out of that kid. Kicked him right in the head. I mean, I'm surprised he was still coherent, that he was still awake, to be honest with you. I kicked him that hard.
Gosh,
I just gauged it wrong.
Kurt, not safe in the ring here with Matt Stryker.
No, I wasn't very safe with the Kurt Angle Challenge. Actually, Vince McMahon told me to be a little stiff, and I was perhaps too stiff.
And
I owe Matt Stryker a huge apology. That was wrong. That was completely wrong.
Well, so there you go. Is that your apology to Matt Stryker?
That is. And I'm sticking to it.
Okay. Well, the Angle Challenge continues the next week in Cleveland. Man, this is some exciting build we have here to SummerSlam. It opens with Angle Challenge and Christy Hemme bringing out Eugene as the opponent. Okay, my ears just perked up. Angle said he didn't want to do it in Cleveland, but then he jumps Eugene. Angle got, I mean, come on, poor Eugene, Kurt. Angle got the ankle lock on, and Eugene, with his free leg, kicked Angle out of the ring, and at the three-minute time limit, expired. So Eugene got the medals, and the new program was born. He is our new Olympic hero at this point.
You know, it's crazy. They did the Kurt Angle Challenge for Matt Stryker, and then they were like, hey, let's keep this going. And let's do something with Eugene, because they didn't have anything for me at SummerSlam. So this actually was a gift, to be honest with you.
Really, Eugene and the medals were a gift.
Listen, Nick Dinsmore is very talented.
Yes.
I don't know if you know him personally, but he's a really good guy. And he's very talented. And I was excited about working with him.
Nick Dinsmore and I have never had the opportunity to meet, So I'm just going to take what you're saying as gospel, but I've actually heard that about him before. So we'll continue here with the story. He got the medals, the new program's born. Angle Challenge was an idea from Heyman, our buddy from the top of the show, in late 2004 for dual purposes. The first was to allow Angle to do one-minute TV matches where he wouldn't have to take bumps to help his neck heal up. Oh, well, that was nice of him. He was concerned about your neck. The second was it was a golden opportunity to use it to create a star. Before that, Heyman was tossed off creative once again. Oh, wow. Okay, so maybe he
back
was...
back and forth.
Man, Mr. Third inning here. So then it was wasted. So as a no new star was made, plus the whole gimmick done right, is that the person doesn't last 3 minutes, but actually beats Angle outright to become an instant star. Instead, Angle is put into a program with an established mid-card comedy act. Oh, wow, here goes Meltzer. At a time, since he just switched brands, that he needs to be positioned as a main event-level serious heel. So here we go, Kurt, the decision to put Eugene over here. Kind of, anyway. What did you think of it? Did you like it?
It worked with me because I did a lot of comedy beforehand. Not at this particular time. I wasn't doing much comedy. But, I mean, if you're going to pair Eugene up with anybody... the Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle might be a good pairing. I think we had great chemistry, and the way he rubbed me the wrong way really worked. I mean, I was able to create some heat with it. But to be honest with you, if I remember, the fans were actually cheering for me, I believe, when Eugene and I wrestled. I actually remember this. So it didn't go the way it was planned.
Don't worry, we have the clip, so we're going to be able to find out if that's true or not. But here's the other thing, too, Kurt, as we talk through this. Eugene's peak was at least a year before this. Were you surprised they kept Nick's...
popularity was at its highest probably a year prior to this. Yeah.
Yeah, were you surprised they kept Nick Dinsmore in this gimmick all this time still?
You know what? He wasn't on TV. He was on and off, so he wasn't there that consistently.
Yeah, I got you.
So, I mean, you know, what else were they going to do with him? It was a great gimmick, especially when he first started. People really bought into it. He did a really good job of it. So I actually kind of liked it.
And to me, it's one of those gimmicks.
Eugene is actually a kid from Pittsburgh. You know that, right?
Yeah. Tell the backstory while you're talking about
it. Well, he was a kid with special needs. He would show up at the arena. His father worked at the arena in Pittsburgh at the, what's it called? The Civic Arena back then. I guess it's called the PPG Paints Arena now. And he would come up, and he was the only one that was backstage that worked there that was allowed in Vince's office. Okay, this Eugene kid would come in. Hey, Vince, how you doing? You know, his dad wasn't even allowed in Vince's office. Eugene was. So we all took a liking to him. We loved the kid. He was great. He was entertaining to be around. He was always in a good mood. And so I think that creator wanted to mimic this kid. And
okay.
That's where Eugene was born. Yeah. Eugene, the character on TV, was born because of Eugene, the person that worked at the Civic Center in Pittsburgh.
I wonder how Eugene the kid felt about Eugene the wrestler.
I don't know, man. I never asked him.
Thanks, everybody. Appreciate that.
I don't even know if he knows. Maybe.
Here's the other thing, too. Think about it this way. That's kind of a hard gimmick to transition out of into something else.
Right? Oh, I know. I mean, who's going to take you seriously?
Where do you go from there?
It's tough.
I mean, that would be a hard one.
That might be a career killer. I don't know. But
it would be one. Yeah, you know, it's... Look what they just tried to do with Elias, right? Walk with Elias in the guitar. And then they tried to do it where now he had a brother, and now there's like, that's dead. So then they tried to bring him back as Elias again. It's like, what have we done to this guy?
The poor kid.
Yeah. No, I mean, so it's that, but, and not saying that's on the same wavelength, but again, certain gimmicks or certain things, whether, and they're over and they're working. It's some, how do you transition it if you want to do something else creatively?
It's hard. There are certain gimmicks that it's really hard to pull out of. You
know? Ah, man. And then for that one, I feel like it would be hard too, because honestly, he did such a great job with that character.
He did. He was believable.
Yeah.
You know, for the most part, the fans got behind him.
Yeah.
I just don't remember them getting behind him during my match, which was kind of weird.
Of course not, because, you know, you're Kurt Angle. So Meltzer, he described the whole Kurt Angle challenge. Was that true? Is that how it all came to pass? Was it to give you a little bit of a break health-wise for that 1 minute?
And that was the idea, you know, to rest my neck so I wouldn't have to wrestle as much. So, you know, it wasn't going to be very long, but I knew that it would run for about a couple months.
Do you think at this point, Kurt, and I know how you think now, you're a business guy, and at the end of the day, as long as the dollars and cents are still where the dollars and cents need to be, you're a company guy and you're going to do what the company asks of you. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So do you think, though, at this point, were you having the feeling like, man, my talent's being wasted right now in this spot, or were you just saying, okay, this is fine for now?
No, because you have to transition in and out of different levels. You know, you can't be at the top of the card every single pay-per-view. It doesn't happen that way.
You have ebbs and flows. Yeah.
And in doing that, you're going to have to do other things. You know, you're going to be mid-card at certain times. Sometimes you're going to be semi-main event, or you'll be the main event, or you'll be opening card, which is Vince McMahon always told me this. That's the second most important match on the card besides the main event.
Sure.
Opening the show. So, you know, I was all of it. I was all over the place. I never stayed main event and never stayed opening card. I went back and forth, up and down all the time. So I was funneling in and out of the main event, but I was happy doing it. It wasn't so bad.
Hey guys, need to call a quick timeout here. Wanted to tell your listeners what I've been telling my listeners over at OU Didn't Know for a while now about all the cool things happening over at adsfreeshows.com.
Conrad sits down with a pioneer of wrestling television production, director Dan Bynum, who discusses his journey through WCW, ROH, MLW, and where it all began for him, world class.
What really was the thing that catapulted it was, one, working with Ric Flair. He came to the territory and wrestled with the Von Erich boys and gave us so much gravitas. And two, the greatest feud in the history of wrestling, the Freebird-Von Erich feud. Mm-hmm. So we were there at the hottest time with the hottest show, and we took over the world.
The Yeti, Ron Reese, sits down with Ad Free Shows members to talk about his infamous night at Halloween Havoc and how it was received by the boys in the back.
Oh, no, I remember, like, Arn Anderson told me that was the drizzling shits, and Dusty Rhodes was like, that was the worst thing I've ever seen. I'm just like, hey, thanks.
That's just a small taste of what we got waiting for you. With four levels to choose from, see for yourself why Ads Free Shows is the best value in wrestling today. Sign up now at adsfreeshows.com.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
I think it's fair to say, as long as it doesn't stop where you don't have the opportunity anymore to be on the top of the card. Like, if you start notice shit,
you know, I'm never. They always brought me back to the main event.
Yeah.
So I wasn't worried about that.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, the next week it's in Connecticut. Eugene comes out for the Eugene Challenge, because now it's the Eugene Challenge, pal. You come out. They did some comedy with Eugene saying Angle isn't from the Mohegan Sun Casino. But then Angle said last week Eugene wasn't really from Cleveland. Hemi was out as Eugene's cheerleader, allowing Eugene to ask if he could grab her pom-poms. Ew. Angle said there was no local guy back there, but in fact, they went into their time machine, brought back Tatanka. They brought back Tatanka, Kurt. Aside from appearing to be almost ready to give birth, oh my God, this is what Meltzer said. It looked like he was ready to give birth. He has aged very little and didn't look bad at all. Wow. Yeah, Meltzer doesn't, he just gives the news. He doesn't give his opinion at all. Give me a break. Angle attacks Eugene, so Eugene won via DQ in 2:39. Eugene and Tatanka clean house together, a pregnant Tatanka, clean house together on Angle. They announced Angle versus Eugene in the Metal Challenge for August 8th in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He's coming to your hometown, buddy. So we got Tatanka here. Eugene wants to grab Christy Hemme's pom-poms. Kurt, what is happening? What is going on here?
Oh, I was in a whole cluster. I mean, this thing was just ridiculous. You know, it is what it is. I had to do my rounds with Eugene, and I did them.
I would have rather done rounds with Christy Hemme at this point, if I'm being honest. All right, let's move on. The infamous night in Pittsburgh. It opens with Angle challenging Eugene. Angle comes out like a superhero in Pittsburgh because literally that's what you are in the Steel City, brother. You are a hero.
I'm a hometown hero.
You're an icon. Listen, I was talking to somebody from my HR team here where I worked my shoot job, and she's from Pittsburgh, and we're talking about podcasts. I'm like, oh, yeah, I get to do a show with Kurt Angle. I'm like, you know who Kurt Angle is? She's like, Paul, I'm from Pittsburgh. Of course I know who Kurt Angle is. I was like, I can't wait to tell him that. So there you go.
Even more.
She doesn't even watch wrestling. Anyway, so you're in Pittsburgh, superhero. He did the shtick of playing babyface and talking up Pittsburgh before turning on the crowd, calling them blue-collar idiots. They booed him for a split second, then cheered him like crazy and booed Eugene out of the building. That screwed up the entire segment, which was built around Hogan saving Eugene to make
sure. I know, poor Hogan had to come out.
To make sure people knew he was the face for later against Michaels. It was hilarious watching it. This is all Dave. Worse, Eugene hits the ref, who blamed Angle. Then the finish was Angle accidentally clotheslining the ref, who DQ'd him at 2:38. So people hated the finish, which would have been guaranteed even if Angle's turn had worked. Angle used the angle slam and ankle locked him after when Hogan made the save. People booed the heck out of Hogan a lot because they're there for Kurt Angle. They're just slobbing Kurt's knob here. They played the music really loud and had Hogan and Eugene post. I think they cranked the music all the way up in the arena just to drown out the fans, dude.
Drown out the booing. Yeah.
Dude, talk about being in the crowd for that night.
This is Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. They don't boo Kurt Angle.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's right, man. You tell them. What was that like, though, just being there and realizing, hey, sorry, Hogan and Eugene, I'm the king here?
I felt pretty powerful. I was like, it's my hometown, man. What are you going to do?
The fact that I think that the WWE or whoever's booking thought that they could get what they wanted out of this angle with you guys in Pittsburgh just shows how, I don't know. I don't get it.
You know what? Listen, anybody in their hometown,
exactly,
wrestler, they're going to cheer the person from the hometown. You know, the only time they didn't cheer me is the very first time. It was my debut Survivor Series. No. The day after Survivor Series in Pittsburgh. And it was the day after my debut. And I went to Pittsburgh and Vince had me cut this heel promo. When I came out, the fans went crazy. They just booed the heck out of me. It was the only time in Pittsburgh that they booed me. After that, it was all cheers. Always.
Dude, it's the same thing for Britt Baker now because she's from Pittsburgh. When she comes out for AEW, they have terrible towels that are they're Britt Baker towels. When she comes out at a Pittsburgh event, it's like you're at Heinz Field. It's insanity. She could be a heel. Wow, it don't matter.
Air, huh?
Oh my God. It's fantastic. I get cold chills watching it. It's so cool. Like half the reason I love her is because she's from Pittsburgh. I mean, she likes the Steelers and the Pirates, you know, so it's just one of those things. Your hometown guys, if you're writing wrestling, don't write it against the person that's from the hometown. Okay. Let's talk about a place where Hulk Hogan is over like Rover, and that's Montreal. Okay. Because yes, Kurt, I had to cut out so much of this clip at the beginning because they're playing his music. And I, for whatever reason, YouTube will flag the shit out of our show if I play music. Like his theme, your theme. So as I do these clips now, I'm starting to edit out like your intro and his intro because YouTube flags us for copyright. But they play his music at the beginning so long, and you're standing out there, but Montreal is going bananas for Hulk Hogan. We're going to watch this clip. You ready?
Okay.
This picks up after they went nuts. Here we go.
Hogan can't do this to Kurt Angle.
And the fan gone to Kurt Angle. Oh, man. Whoa. Oh. Another right hand. And down goes Angle. Hogan not messing around, not wasting any time.
Yeah, but doesn't Hulk know you're not supposed to hit somebody wearing glasses?
Hogan to the outside. Oh, not giving Angle any rest at all. Shoulder gave of Angle. The ring post did not.
You know, I can't believe what I'm seeing here early on, but I guarantee you this is going to change.
Okay,
I'm going to tell you something. Kurt Angle may have been too intense.
It's going to hurt. Kurt Angle is an Olympic gold medalist. He's in phenomenal shape, and as soon as he gets wits about him, he'll be just fine.
Well, this will take you out of shape. Take a look at that.
Hogan absolutely overpowering Kurt Angle. Hogan with that vertical base. Just hammering away at the Olympic gold medal winner, Kurt Angle. Angle, oh, again, Angle has been unable to start wrestling. Hogan, who rolls in, breaks the referee's 10 count.
But how smart is Hulk Hogan? He's got a big Kurt Angle in the middle of the ring. He doesn't want this thing to go that long to the outside.
I'm going to have to go back to what I said earlier, and it may be a little bit unfair because I think that maybe for the first time in Kurt Angle's life, he has been intimidated here tonight.
Angle grabbing the elbow on Hogan as Hogan was entering the ring, and now Angle. Stomping away at the icon.
King, I'm not going to agree with you, but I will say that this crowd is thunderous, and the energy they've had all night tonight has been nothing short of remarkable.
And, Coach, I got to agree with you on one thing. When you said that Shawn Michaels would not be intimidated at SummerSlam, I think you're absolutely right. Michaels will not be intimidated this Sunday in the MCI Center.
Well, he's a showstopper. He's the icon. He's the main event. He's a heartbreak kid.
And now,
Kurt Angle starting to build some momentum, driving, aggressively driving his shoulder into the midsection of Hulk Hogan.
And Angle slams!
A suplex. A suplex by Angle. The cover. And Hogan fights out. Hogan got his shoulder up.
When you've got the prop, when you've got the ego, the confidence of these great athletes like Kurt Angle, like Hulk Hogan, like Shawn Michaels, you can't be intimidated in an atmosphere like we're going to see this Sunday.
Coach,
like we're seeing tonight.
I'm going to agree with you, Coach, about Shawn Michaels. He is the heartbreak kid. He is the showstopper, the icon and all that. But he is not the WWE. He thinks he is the greatest entertainer, performer that has ever been in this organization.
You know what you're seeing right now in Kurt Angle and in Shawn Michaels are probably the two best in-ring performers that we've ever seen.
You're going to tell me that with Hulk Hogan in the ring? Come on.
I am going to tell you that.
Snap there, take over by Kurt Angle to the reverse chin lock on Hulk Hogan. Hogan now being grounded in Angle. Perhaps the most accomplished mat wrestler in the entire history of the WWE. Maybe the entire history of this business. Crowd, hear the crowd. They're trying to will Hogan back into this match with Angle the aggressor.
Well, if Hogan knew what was best for him, and apparently Hogan does know what's best, he would just give up right now and save himself for this Sunday, and I'm sure his pride and ego won't get in the way of that.
Now, there's no give up in Hulk Hogan. There never has been.
Come on, Hogan, take
a very dangerous modified headlock here. Look at the angle. He's trying to crimp the neck of Hulk Hogan. Hogan's head turning a crimson red from the lack of blood flow to the brain.
Well, I got to give Kurt Angle credit. This is great strategy. Slowing down Hulk Hogan, getting him off his feet like this, trying to sap that strength out of him.
Hogan's arms dropped twice. One more time, it's over.
Like I said, it is over. Just give up right now. Let it go down.
No, it's not over. It's not over till it's over, Coach.
And it's not over as long as Hogan's got a heartbeat. And Hogan now works his way back up to the vertical base, going downstairs with the elbow to the elbow of Kurt Angle. Angle now sent for the ride. And Hogan,
sleeper.
Hogan with a sleeper. Hogan with a sleeper. The leverage advantage. Hogan with a sleeper. And Angle, oh, turns out. And Angle suplexing Hogan.
You never have leverage advantage against a great mat wrestler like Kurt Angle. Never.
And then the cover. Angle with a cover. Hogan again. Angle with a kick out. Angle again. Cannot negotiate a three count.
And then negotiate a one count that time.
Angle frustrated. He's angry. He is disturbed. No doubt about it.
Oh, look out. He's about to set up for that Angle slam. Here it comes. Here it comes.
And there it goes.
There it is. The Angle slam. Hogan. Well, the Angle slam is over. The hook. And no. No. Oh, my God. Hogan kicked out.
finishing Kurt Angle. He has to stroke his own ego.
But can Hogan do it at SummerSlam? Isn't that about an ego? It's about these fans.
Oh, my God! Sunday at SummerSlam.
Shawn Michaels tuning up the band. There's nothing he'd love better than to deliver that super kick to the immortal Hulk Hogan.
Sweep chin. Look out! Oh, what is sweep chin music?
What is this?
What is Michaels doing? What is Michaels? Michaels, they're busy. Oh, my God!
It's a sharpshooter!
My God, Jim Ross, I think, was about to
blow his top.
I mean, lose his voice. Something is explode. I don't know. So listen, here's the deal. Before this all went down, you cut a promo, okay, during the commercial break that we don't have. And you said you wished you'd been able to screw Bret Hart in 1997. You said that in front of the Montreal audience, okay? They said, this was the worst angle match, Dave said this, that I think I've ever seen. But the crowd went nuts because it's Hogan and it's Montreal. Crowd goes wild, but Angle's offense didn't look good. Well, I mean, come on. Hulk's not the easiest guy to be flinging around at this point, right?
Hey, give him a break.
Oh, I see what you're doing. But so Hulk comes back. He does a low kick that's supposed to be a high kick. This is Meltzer. Lame punches before Michaels runs in, lays him out. Angle disappears like he was David Copperfield. But he wasn't a good enough magician to make this a decent match, unfortunately. Meltzer's a comedian.
Listen, it wasn't Hulk Hogan's best performance. Okay, he was off that night. That's it.
You are such a babyface right now. Michaels teases the super kick, puts Hogan in the sharpshooter, which holy shit, getting those tree trunks in that sharpshooter looked like a lot of work. And then Meltzer says, I used to think there was nothing Michaels couldn't do in the ring, but this was the slowest put on and most pathetic looking sharpshooter in the history of wrestling.
Oh my
gosh. You know, but he says
that Hogan should have never been in the ring. What the hell?
I know. Well, Meltzer's never been the biggest Hogan fan at all.
He hasn't, huh?
No, he said, but he finally got it, and the place came unglued waiting for the Bret Hart run-in that never happened as the show goes off the air. But Kurt, you cut this promo on Bret Hart. If you need to make sure you're a heel against Hulk Hogan in Montreal, why didn't they just turn you babyface? I mean, my God, it's crazy. But hell, you made sure you got the heat with the old Bret Hart promo.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Hey, anytime you mention Bret Hart in a negative way, Canada wants to beat the shit out of you.
And I mean, not only that, you cut that promo, and then here comes, of all people, Shawn Michaels, number one hated guy in Montreal.
Oh, he definitely is the most hated guy in Canada.
And they loved Hogan. There were signs in the crowd that said Hogan is God. I mean, did you notice that? It was insane.
Yeah, there were always Hulk Hogan signs up in Canada. They absolutely love him. Love him.
Hey guys, Eric Bischoff here to talk to you about my friends over at SaveWithConrad.com. Are you looking to get out of debt? Conrad and his team can make that happen faster than me firing the hockey talk man. Wow. And you know that controversy creates cash, right? Do you know what doesn't create cash? Credit card debt. Save with Conrad can help you consolidate high interest credit cards and all of your other debt into one low monthly payment. They can even help you get the cash you need for home improvements or anything else. They've helped 83 Weeks listeners save $500, $600, $700, even $800 a month. Seriously, your paper's going to go down faster than Nitro ratings in 2000. Ouch! And how about this? No house payments for 2 months. That's right, no house payments for 2 months. And unlike the dirt sheets, man, the reviews do not lie. With over 1,000 five-star reviews, find out for yourself how much Conrad and his team can save you by checking out savewithconrad.com today. You'll be grateful you did.
NMLS number 65084, Equal Housing Lender. Woo!
Well, there you go. And you're used now in this role to put over Sean and Hulk. Were you surprised by that? Or was it just another day in Kurt Angle's wrestling life?
Yeah. You know what? They used me a lot to do that stuff. I didn't mind doing it, though. I did it for The Rock and Stone Cold. I did it for Triple H and Jericho. I did it for Hulk Hogan and Shawn Michaels. I'll probably do it again down the line. You never know. They might pull me out of retirement just to do it.
As you just rattle off the names of
Reigns and one of the Usos.
Yeah, as you just rattle off Mount Rushmore names left and right. And this is just what Kurt does, everybody. But listen, Meltzer says when the show did go off the air, Angle magically reappeared again. More David Copperfield for you.
I think we had a tag match, right?
Cena made the save, and then JBL comes out. The crowd chanted for Batista, and he comes out. And it's Hogan, Cena, and Batista against you and Shawn Michaels and JBL. Man, what kind of – that's an amazing match after that. Yeah,
well, we started doing that stuff at that particular time, 2004, 2005. At the end of the main event, when it was over, we do like a six-man tag and bring out the biggest stars. And that was a really good treat for the people that were in the arena.
You know, oh, absolutely.
The live event, yeah.
Hogan pins JBL on that one after a big boot, which again came nowhere close. This is Meltzer. And then the leg drop. So a lot of fun, man. You have the dark match. The lineup is stellar. Again, WWE Hall of Famers. But are you disappointed that this is what you're doing at SummerSlam? Because we're about to watch your match, and it ain't very long, pal.
Okay, I'm not going to babyface it. Yeah, I was a little disappointed. You know, at this point in my career, I was considered one of the very
top guys in
the company. Yeah, yeah. I was in great shape. I was wrestling really well. You know, I was expecting to be main event at SummerSlam. That's where I was at that particular time. And that's what I deserve to be. But you know what? Wrestling Eugene wasn't such a bad thing. I really think the kid is talented. And I didn't mind doing it with him. It was actually pretty fun.
Well, you know what? We'll let our fans be the judge of it, because that's what we have next. It's clip two, 2005. This stellar match. It's one of Kurt's top matches. Kurt Angle versus Eugene. And this is what helped make him, as he said last week, Mr. SummerSlam. It's Kurt Angle and Eugene. Here we go.
Olympic gold medals is all about.
This may not last as long as Chris Benoit and Orlando's match.
You got that right.
Angle has never lost a one-on-one match at SummerSlam.
Ripped the hair out of the roof.
And recently, the expression on Angle's face, even the locker room area, has been frightened. He has had a demonic look on his face in recent weeks.
That's exactly right. Everybody has been staying clear of Kurt Angle. Now watch how this match started. I mean, both right in the side of the face.
How would you feel if somebody stole your gold medal? If you had somehow miraculously earned a gold medal?
No, King. Why don't you say, how about his black hat? Something he can relate to.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that Eugene won it. You know,
listen,
Prime Buster by Eugene. It was the Angle invitation, a creation of Kurt Angle.
Oh, no, wait a minute. What is he doing now? He's emulating The Rock. He is certainly not the most electrifying man. That was electrifying.
Right, cross face. Look at Angle's forearm. Right in the face of Eugene.
Now remember, Kurt Angle said he was going to take all the time he needed to break ankles, break hearts, and in my mind, break the dreams of Eugene.
The Angle Invitational had a 3-minute time limit. This match tonight, as we mentioned, has no time limit.
Well, you're right. You see, Eugene never beat Kurt Angle. In his wildest dreams, he couldn't beat Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle just toyed with him a little too long. minutes elapsed, and Kurt Angle lost his gold medal to Eugene. Look out!
Belly to back, suplex, the release that time by Angle. Kurt Angle's right knee in the face of Eugene. Eugene's face is contorted.
He's got Eugene twisted up like a pretzel, Coach.
And do you think Kurt Angle's taking this seriously? Maybe in the best shape of his career. Why? Because he wants to be able to go as long as possible to teach Eugene, not just a lesson, but in my opinion, to end Eugene's career.
Look at this Eugene.
Eugene trying to fight back here. And nobody there. But another Angle suplex. Eugene be suplex drunk. The hook of the leg. The kill.
Oh, that was a three.
Eugene able to kick out before the three count.
See, I don't think Kurt Angle minds that much. I don't think he minds the fact that Eugene decided to kick out. He wants to continue to beat down the beatdown.
And Kurt Angle has the ability to be the most sadistic human being in this arena here tonight.
You just saw that.
The background to out-wrestle anyone he chooses to.
And I think he can out-fight anybody he chooses to as well. That's a deadly combination.
This is the only scary part right here. Go ahead, say it, JR. Tell us about that freaking strength.
Eugene does.
No.
We've seen it before, King. Coach has seen it. You've seen it.
No, Coach, yeah. I've been in there. I felt it.
Eugene, the right hand, probably getting a little offense in here.
Wait a minute.
Rock bottom.
No, what?
Could be the rock bottom.
Oh, my gosh. Coach, do you believe that? Eugene almost won.
That would have been an upset of mammoth proportions.
You asked me earlier, what were Eugene's chances? And I said his chances. Chances are better of me putting Super Unleaded in a rental car than Eugene winning here tonight. He almost won.
Angle going downstairs now. Angle looking for the Angle slam. Countered by Eugene. Eugene now.
Stunner.
The Stone Cold Stunner by Eugene.
You can't
are you kidding me?
A hook of the near leg. A two. A three. No.
He almost stunned Kurt Angle out.
It feels like to me that time is standing still. I can't believe what I'm seeing right now.
Now look. Wait a minute.
Eugene.
Eugene's Angle's ankle lock.
Ankle lock. Eugene's got Angle's old ankle lock applied to the Olympian. Angle counter. And Eugene's face, you saw it, eating some second turnbuckle.
Here we go. Angle slam.
Angle drilling the Angle slam on an out man.
There's the real deal.
Now we're talking. Now this is what we're talking about.
It's locked in. The Angle lock.
And Eugene tapping. Eugene tapping out. An emphatic victory.
All right. There's the music. That's our cue to clip out. But you beat the living shit out of this guy.
I did not take it easy on him. I was told not to. I was told to stiff the crap out of him. And I'm sorry, Eugene.
You were stiff. That looked like wrestling machine, Kurt Angle.
It was the wrestling machine. He, Probably worse.
He
a wrestling nightmare.
Meltzer said Kurt Angle beat Eugene in 4 minutes and 31 seconds. Fans were totally for Angle and booed like crazy whenever Eugene made his babyface comebacks. He's dead. Even so, they did cheer when he did the rock bottom and the stunner. Yeah, that was fun. But sure hated it when he did the ankle lock. Finished all the Angle slam and ankle lock. Angle was far more aggressive than he's ever been. And as far as Angle went, there was no comedic performance here, kids. No, you were pushing snot rockets out at this guy. Considering he's next in line for a title shot, he wrestled like a very threatening next-in-line heel challenger. You got 2 stars. You really can't help it. This was just you as a buzzsaw kind of
match.
I got
2 stars just for the intensity.
Right. It was no moves. It was just the intensity. But I tell you what, though, this was like the strong, convincing win that you needed in this match, Kurt.
Yeah. And you know what? It didn't matter who it was, you know, whether it was Eugene or anybody else. At this point in time, I did need a good win, and this was good. I mean, it was a dominating match, and, you know, it put me in a good position to go for a world title, you know, whenever it was going
to
be.
Well, you'll move on from this to take on John Cena at Unforgiven, but being fourth on the show, were you happy to be done early here?
Yeah, especially wrestling with Eugene. You know, it was good to be able to watch the rest of the show and not have to worry about wrestling. So I was happy to go number 4. Like I said before, I've gone every position, opening, middle, main event, doesn't matter. I bounce around all the time. So
yeah, every position. That's what we've heard. And You know, when you take those straps off, man, the crowd pops. Is that how it still works for you when the straps come down?
The only time the straps come down is when I'm ready to gasm.
Not when she is, but when you are. When I gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Oh, man. That's fun stuff. Let's talk about the main event, though, because you were done. You were back there drinking milk like we saw it made an appearance last week on the show. Giovanna was shaking that milk jug right there on the show. Yes, guys, it was a literal milk jug. Okay. Get your minds out of the gutter for those that didn't watch last week. But you were in the back enjoying some snacks and you got to watch the main event. And so we're going to watch the ending, final clip of the show. Yeah. It is Hogan versus Michaels. It's very short. We didn't put the whole match on. Good Lord. We just saw what that action looked like a few minutes ago. Here it is. Clip 3, Hogan versus Michaels. Let's watch the end.
Tonight, Michaels knocked out Hogan once with sweet chin music. If he does it here again, he'll remember it forever.
This is the American way. The aggression, the challenge, the challenging yourself to get it done.
Hulkamania lives. And Shawn Michaels, I don't know that he was that happy about that one, buddy.
You know what? Shawn sold like incredibly well. Maybe
amazing.
Oversold, yeah. But I liked it. I liked it. I think he tried to make a mockery out of Hogan at certain points in the match where he was overselling. And, you know, when he took the boot from Hulk Hogan and got back up on his feet and then, you know, did a spin in the air and then fell back down.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of comedy, but you know what? With Shawn, it works. I don't know why. But
I know, man. We buy it hook, line, and sinker out of him. He's so good.
He can do all that stuff and show off and everything, but it all looks good, man. Like, he's so smooth. Nobody's smoother than Shawn.
No, there's not. Hogan, Meltzer said, Hogan pinned Shawn Michaels 21 minutes, 24 seconds. Aren't you glad we just watched like 2.5 minutes, not 21?
That was long enough.
After the leg drop, loud, you screwed Bret chance in the arena. A lot of people really expected Bret Hart to do a run in here. Shawn Michaels did a Terry Funk working with a broomstick type match. Man, Meltzer has no love for Hogan. The difference may be 2005 versus 1985. With Funk, he made his selling look like it was an intense, heated match. With Michaels, it totally comes across like a performance. The two shook hands after the match, which it didn't appear the people really wanted to see anyway. Ultimately, it was the same Hogan formula, but Michaels carried it well. He gave it 3.5 stars, which was more than you and Eugene. So there you go.
Yes, yes. You know what? I would have given Shawn Michaels. He deserved all 3.5 stars.
By himself.
Shawn is incredible. He really is.
So do you remember watching this match, or had you packed up your milk jug,
I watched it.
Did you?
I knew this was going to be a great match. I just knew that Shawn was going to perform really well. And you know what? Hulk Hogan, he did as good as he could. I thought he held his side of the bargain. I mean, you know, Hogan was at least able to do all his moves.
I mean, all three of them. No.
But hey, is there anybody more over than Hulk Hogan?
Oh, I'm with you. We're just having fun here.
The whole
I know.
Time. Yep. Okay. So it doesn't matter how good
he's
or
a legend.
Bad he looks. They love him.
Yeah.
And they'll always buy into his shit. They will always buy into his stuff.
Absolutely. Do you wish, having said all that, Kurt, do you wish that you could have had a bigger program with Hulk? Or did Hulk just say, I'm not working with Kurt Angle in a big program?
You know what he said about me? The first time he worked with me, I stiffed him pretty good.
I know.
He came in the back and told Vince, the Olympic boy's a little El Stiffo, isn't he? But, you know, man, the reason why I did it, okay, I didn't give Hulk Hogan a chance when I first started. When he came in from WCW, he came in at like 7 o'clock at night. He didn't even show up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon like everybody else. And he came in late, and we had a 6-man tag at Madison Square Garden. And Hulk Hogan sits down at the table. He says, okay, what are we doing, boys? And I said, listen, this is what you're doing, because you're late. I told him, you know, you're 6 hours late. You're not going to add your shit in the match. You're going to see what we put together, and you're going to fill in your part of the match wherever we have you. So I explained to him what was going on in the match. And during the match in Madison Square Garden, when the match was going on, there was a point in the match where I had to knock Hogan off the ring apron to get a false finish. And I went over to knock him off, and he stayed on. He held onto the rope, I guess because he didn't want to take a bump. So he held onto the rope, and I did the false finish with him standing up, which people they wouldn't have bought that it was a finish. So the next time I went over to him, I had to knock him off again. I hit him for real so he would fall off, and he did the second time. So I didn't give Hogan a chance when he first started. And when I got to know him, he's actually a really great guy. And I felt badly about the way everybody's telling me, watch out, Hulk Hogan's coming. He's going to politicize. He's going to, you know, he's going to fight for himself and not for anybody else. And they got me all fired up. Like, you know, this guy was a bad person, and he wasn't, at all. As a matter of fact, he didn't do any political, no politicizing, nothing political. You know, he just came and was there to work. You know, he's there to work hard and make a living. And I felt badly about how my first impression was of him.
Yeah. No. And guys, too, we have that story that Kurt shared there. It's in our archives on other shows as well. So if you want to hear that again, you can listen to it in 6 other episodes.
I didn't tell it very well this time.
Yeah, but it's out there. No, it's good. And I love when you talk about working with Hogan. He is an icon, man. And he just celebrated his 70th birthday, Kurt.
I know. I wished him a very happy birthday.
Did you?
He said, thank you, brother.
Thank you, brother. Yeah.
Thank you, brother.
I love it. Well, hey, looking back at all this, before we get to the fan questions, do you think, hey, this made sense because I finally got to wrestle Cena then in the next month in the main event, right? So,
yeah. I mean, you know, I always knew I was going to bounce back into the main event. And this, you know, I just had to – what did suck is, you know, that was the one SummerSlam since I started in WWE that I did main event.
And you were healthy.
For the most part. I co-main evented.
Right.
So this was like the only one that I, you know, so it was a bit, it was a downer for me, but I enjoyed working with Eugene.
I think it stinks too, now that we look back at your career, realizing how many SummerSlams that you really actually worked in total. And it would have been cool for one that you actually were at and healthy to see you in another top big time match.
Yeah. Yeah. This was in my hometown, right?
No, this one, where was SummerSlam? This was in, hold on, let me see where this is at. SummerSlam 05, I'll check it out. Let's go to some fan questions, though, while I'm looking at where this one was at, because I don't have it at the top of my head. This one, this is in D.C. So let's go to some questions, and then we'll wrap up the show. Matt Godfrey, is Eugene overrated or underrated?
I think he's underrated. I think that Eugene could have had a more formidable career. I think he could have been Intercontinental Champion. They never gave him that opportunity. And I think they could have done some really good stuff with him. You know, his gimmick was really entertaining, especially when he was with Christy Hemme. And I think those two could have done some really good things together.
I'm with you there. Dylan's up next. A lot has been said over the years that Sean, and you talked about this, was overselling to the point to make it, or should I say to stick it to Hogan. Did Kurt hear anything about this during that time? Thanks, guys. And I love my new Kurt Angle Pod t-shirt. And that's true. It's damn true. Dylan, thank you so much for supporting the show. I saw it on social that you got it. Can't thank you enough. So, but what do you say, Kurt? Do you think that it was too much overselling?
No. You know what? only Shawn could do that. Okay, I'm just going to tell you this. Shawn Michaels is the only one that could get away with that overselling and almost like over the top overselling, but it works for him. I mean, you know, he actually made Hulk Hogan look incredibly good. So I don't see anything wrong with that at all.
This is an interesting question from Brad Stanton. Do you think children with special needs looked up to Eugene?
Ooh, that's tough. I don't know. I honestly don't know. Question. I had never thought about it, but I would hope so. I mean, it would give them the mindset of maybe I could do this one day, and whether they can or not, I think it's good that they have a hero to look up to, and hopefully they did. I hope so.
Yeah, no, that's a good answer. Chi-Town Wrestling Kid, I was just wondering the best tips for healing a neck injury. Recently, I got hit with a few bulging discs. Are there any good stretches that you do daily?
Well, you know what? Stretches don't really help out bulged discs. What you can do is do neck traction very lightly at first. You don't want to do it too intensely, but do neck traction and little by little go a little further up and a little further up every day. And eventually, you know, keep your neck in that traction for about 15 minutes. It'll truly help your bulged discs. It will.
There you go. Bulge discs with Kurt Angle. We might need to do that as a bonus show. Brian Haremza, he's up next. Our last question this week. What did Kurt think of the gold medal challenge? I know it wasn't Kurt's actual medal, but what was his thoughts on someone else having his gold medal?
Honestly, I didn't like it.
There you go.
Even if it wasn't my real gold medal, it still represented my gold medal. So obviously I hated it. Of course.
Yeah. Right. That's not a fan. He earned that gold medal with his broken freaking neck. Don't just be tossing that around to some 3-minute challenge. Kurt, listen, next week we're going to be discussing Hard Justice 2009. We're going back to your TNA days. You defend the TNA title against Sting and Matt Morgan in a 3-way match. Also, the main event Mafia are running strong. And guys, listen, if you want to check out this match and a lot of Kurt's other great matches, you can do that by going to impactwrestling.com/packages and sign up with code Kurt. And that we would appreciate that greatly. Kurt, also want to remind everyone that if your business targets 25 to 54-year-old men, there's no better place than to advertise with us right here on advertisewithangle.com right now. Check out that website, find out more, and you too can hear your product or service described right here on the Kurt Angle Show, and we would truly be appreciative of that. Be a part of our show. Be a part of our family. So go to advertisewithangle.com right now. And then we also want to talk about ad-free shows, man. You can get all this, all the content early, ad-free, more than a dozen of your favorite wrestling podcasts starting at just $9. There's so much content over there. Kurt, by the way, you know I do a show with Mike Chioda over there, who we saw in multiple matches this week. It's a mailbag show, but we're doing a survivor pool, and that's for football season, and I want you to join the survivor pool. It's 3 strikes and you're out, but you're picking 3 NFL teams every week. Do you think can I get you to join that with me? I'll send you the link.
All right,
we're going to do it. Kurt Angle's going to be involved, but you can sign up at adfreeshows.com and be a part of some really cool stuff like that. Check us out on social media. Really, check us out on YouTube. Go to youtube.com/theanglepod. Turn on those notifications, like and subscribe it. It really helps us out, and we'd appreciate it. Before we get out of here this week, there's no better salesman in the business than Kurt Angle, and he's here to talk about physicallyfit.com and those nutritious snacks.
Yep, we have Physically Fit Nutrition, Chicken Snacks, and Snack Smart Crispy Protein Bites. We also have the Whey Protein Bites, too. So one's chicken protein, one's organic plant protein, and one's whey protein. There are 11 different flavors. They're all delicious. You absolutely love them. Go to physicallyfit.com to order yours. You can use the code ANGLEPOD and get 20% off your first order. Or if you want to become a member for life online on the website, physicallyfit.com, you can do that and get 20% off the rest of your life every time you order. Get these, man. They're really good. They're all incredible. You'll love the chicken protein or the organic plant protein or even the whey protein. They all taste incredibly well. So order those at physicallyfit.com.
Speaking of that, Kurt, man, I continue to hear rave reviews about your new protein powder, man. That cookies and cream.
It's incredible taste. Everybody loves it. Everybody's tried it, loves it. It's the best tasting protein on the market. Go to projectonenutrition.com. It's called Kurt Angle's American Made Cookies and Cream Protein. You can order that at projectone.com, projectonenutrition.com. It's high protein, low carbohydrate, best tasting protein on the market. You'll absolutely love it.
Go to GNC, all your local GNC stores.
GNC's happening right now all across the nation, so you can get it there as well.
And you can see that beautiful face right there on the protein powder canister. It's so cool. And finally, KurtAngleBrand.com. Speaking of beautiful face, if you are a fan of Kurt Angle, which I know you all are, check out KurtAngleBrand.com right now, and you can get it all there, whether it's a birthday card, whether it's a cameo video, whether it's a T-shirt. Kurt, lots of stuff over there, isn't there?
Yes, we have milk cartons, we have cowboy hats, we have autographed photos, the whole ball of wax, Paul. You name three of them, I name three of them. You get all that stuff at KurtAngleBrand.com. Order it online and I'll send it right to you.
Man, that sounds so good. I know just as we hopped on this podcast, Kurt was working his mail and getting a lot of stuff out. So take advantage of that. Check it out, KurtAngleBrand.com. Kurt, I had a lot of fun this week. Are you ready? We're going to do another show, and it's going to be a lot of fun next week. On behalf of your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, this is Paul Bromwell, and we'll see you right back here next week on The Kurt Angle Show.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.